And now to Greg Schiller, the Elgin, Illinois homeless activist who invited 10 to 15 homeless people to stay in his girlfriend's basement several nights this winter with sleeping bags, a portable toilet outside. Schiller argued it was just a slumber party with friends who happened to be homeless, but officials shut it down because of public safety concerns, and they pointed to the legal licensed shelters run by the local group Public Action to Deliver Shelter, or PADS. And Greg Schiller joins us. Greg, we understand you had a meeting with the city yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, I sat down with the entire command staff of the Elgin Police Department and the assistant city manager, and we forged a partnership. They do realize that there is a gap, and subsequently, because of this gap, people are being left out on the street, and they want me to work with them toward that change.
Well, that sounds pretty productive. And this is something...
It's something that I've been trying to push through for going on 6 years.
Well, let's explain. You've been involved with the homeless. You co-founded an organization, Matthew 25:40. I'm sure a lot of people can repeat after me. Whatever you do for the least among us of our brothers and sisters, you do for me. And
correct.
So this group runs a shelter out of the First United Methodist Church in Elgin. I understand you parted ways with the group and have been doing this. Why? Because there are nights that that shelter wasn't open?
Yeah, we have two main homeless shelters, and then we have a crisis center that's for typically for women and children. The main shelter, and I believe it's because of their funding and their insurance, they've got some restrictions that will prohibit people from entry. One of those restrictions is if they're currently intoxicated, they can't get in. There's residency issues. If you can't prove local residency, you can't get in. There's if you're unmedicated, mentally ill. There's a whole list of issues that can keep an individual from getting into that shelter.
Well, and we should say that it's licensed, and sometimes these are licensing prohibitions, you know, to avoid legal issues. Right, right. But tell me more about what compels you here and Matthew 25:40, one of my favorite passages.
Well, it's, you know, I named the ministry that I founded, you know, based on that passage, because this is where Jesus gives us our instructions of how we're supposed to be toward one another, especially toward those in need. And he also says that, you know, whatever you didn't do for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you also did not do for me. You know, he's showing us how we're supposed to be here in this world. And I do take that very seriously.
Well, and it's commendable, but do you understand the city's point of view when they were concerned?
Oh, sure,
you
sure.
know, yeah. I mean, they
you know, I understand the city's point of view. I understand the building codes and the need for them. You know, I'm not trying to thumb my nose up at the law or anything. I saw an emergency situation, and you know, these people, they're not all healthy, and I don't want anyone to freeze to death.
Yeah. Well, and you know, city officials were worried about possible carbon monoxide poisoning because of ventilation, inadequate light, exits that were concerning.
And actually, the whole carbon monoxide and all that, we've got detectors in the basement. They tested them and worked. We have fire extinguishers. The big issue was the egress, that there wasn't a viable second exit out of the basement. And I understand that. I mean, if there was a fire, it could have been an issue.
Well, and you've said that because of your concerns as well about that, you would stay up with these guys and watch movies if you treated it like
a supervised all night.
Yeah,
I did.
So going forward, are you going to be able to continue to have these, quote, slumber parties, or is the city going to be more determined to pick up the homeless? What's the resolution?
Well, right now, PADS has said that they're easing some of the restrictions, and what the police department wants me to do is when I identify anyone who believes that they cannot get into PADS, to give them a call, and they will transport them to PADS and see if they can get in. And if they cannot, they will open up their lobby. That's the interim solution. We were approached by a local business owner who wants to give us a 4,500 square foot building in which to run a shelter that's not going to turn anyone away, that has a comprehensive program, just to make sure that, you know, nobody's left out in the cold. And I'm actually going to look at that building today.
Oh. It's quite, once you are in, you have to be in, you know, deeply in if you commit to this issue.
I'm 100% committed to this. There is a need.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Full disclosure, we had a homeless person generations past in my family. These are people who often, their hygiene isn't great. They have drinking issues. Sometimes they can't even hold their own urine, you know. How do you get past that? How do you do that?
Baby steps. Meet them where they're at and stay with them. Develop a relationship with them, a real relationship. Take a vested interest in that individual and walk them, you know, however slowly they need to go toward recovery.
That's Greg Schiller, who turned his basement in Elgin, Illinois, into what he called a slumber party room. The city saw it as an illegal shelter, but looks like they have been working together now. Greg, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.